Welcome. Hi, Jim.
Woo! Okay. I hope you've been listening to everything that's been said during this fellowship so far. Not only the songs, the words in the songs, but what you heard in the manifestations, comments that were made by Al, because he doesn't know exactly what I'm going to be teaching on. Mm-hmm. But God worked in his heart to say some things that you'll see as we get into God's word that it all fits wonderfully, okay? Good. There is a verse in the Bible that I believe is the crux to bring people to the point that they can be doers of the word and not only hearers only. All right? God's word is so full of power, love, mercy, grace, all the great things that God puts in his word. Would it be nice to manifest some of that? To have that living and gelling in our life? Amen. Do I get an amen?
Yeah.
All right. Good, good. I do too. I want to experience the love of God. I want to experience the power of God. I want to experience his grace, his mercy. Why not? He unloads all this great stuff in his word. Why not have it manifested in our life? Amen. So I'm going to share with you some things that will help you do that. Okay? And, you know, a lot of times we find out who we are by what people say. Well, for us as born-again ones, we find out who we are because of what God's word says, right? Who are we in the eyes of God? And that really makes a difference. The greatness of the power of what God's made available in our times for believers is Christ in you, the hope of glory, right? What does that mean? How can I manifest all that Christ is and was? Well, there's a verse that'll kick off the opportunities for you to manifest this great power of God, the love of God, his mercy, his grace. You know, it's not like we just have a name tag, Bob. Okay, who are you? Bob. Well, what does that mean? Now, maybe you have a name tag. It has on the top of your name, it says Christ in you. Well, what does that mean? Christ in me. But wouldn't it be wonderful that we can live that Christ in me, right? I live who I am as Bob. Well, what about Christ in me, the hope of glory? So we're going to do that this morning. Before I reveal this magnificent verse that will kick off your wonderful opportunities of manifesting the Word of God in your life, I'm going to illustrate something to you, okay? And hopefully this will tie in to what I'll be sharing from God's Word. All right, got a question for you. Who is Clark Kent?
Superman.
No. No. Wait a minute. Who is Clark Kent? Who is Clark Kent?
Mild-mannered.
What does he do? He works at the Daily Planet. Is he a real dynamic man that stands before people as a great leader? No, he's humble, mild-mannered Clark Kent. But if you go by a phone booth and he's in that phone booth, something's going to change. Something's going to change, right? So when you look out that phone book, what's going to happen? Who comes out of that thing? Superman! Now, who's Superman? You know, does this guy, Superman, he have a, you know, a little name tag on there and say, well, I'm Superman. He's faster than a speeding bullet, right? He's the man of steel. He's Superman. He identifies who he is. Sometimes he's just Clark Kent. Mild-mannered Clark Kent. Can't. Can't win the women. It's a tough life. But as Superman, my golly, everybody loves Superman, and he can operate great power in his life, faster than a speeding bullet, faster than a, what else, trains, whatever. Power than a, I forget all that stuff. But I think you got the point, right? Now, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk spiritual matters. And I want to share this verse with you, Romans 12:2, okay? Romans 12:2, this is a key verse. If you're going to walk with power in your life, if you're going to manifest the love of God, if you're going to see yourself exuding that Christ in you, this verse is for you. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but in contrast, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So number one, what do you got to do? Be not conformed to this world. But I like the things in this world. They're so interesting and engaging. All the fashions that go on, all the great ideas, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, changing your mind. Now the word for not conformed in the Greek is souschematizo. I'm sure you Greek scholars kind of start laughing right now. What is he talking about? But this word simply means to change form from one thing to another, okay? And so don't be conformed to this world. Don't put on the things of this world. Don't have that magnified in your life, but be ye transformed. And that word transform is metamorphosis. It's where we get the word metamorphosis in the Greek. And what does that mean? That means what metamorphosis? Caterpillar, right? A caterpillar. And here's this little old caterpillar going around, and you see it, and you kind of, ugh. And then it transforms into a beautiful butterfly, doesn't it? See, and this is what we're talking about. In this world, we're just all caterpillars. Until we renew our mind. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind. So those are the two things we got to do. We can't live by the standards of the world. We want to stand on the Word of God, the standards of God's Word. So who are you really? Who are you really? What do you call yourself? Are you going to be just Bob? And that's who you are? My parents were so-and-so. I did this. I've tried to do that. I've failed miserably at all this. Or you somebody else, something else that resides within you, that Christ in you. So let me ask this question. Who is Clark Kent? Again, going back, Clark Kent is who? Mild-mannered, simple old Clark Kent. But he gets in that phone booth. He doesn't conform to the world. He gets rid of that Clark Kent persona, and he turns into... Superman! All right. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Superman. For us, it's super spirit, okay? Super spirit. We've got Christ in us. So now I want to share some scriptures with you. I know you love God and His Word, and the Word of God influences you, right? I trust it does. You wouldn't be here if it didn't. So we're going to look at some scriptures, two sections of scriptures in God's Word that will help you do this, where you won't need to conform to this world, but transform by the renewing of your minds. So 1 Peter 1:7. Let's go to 1 Peter 1:7 to start. that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold. Now, come on now, gold's pretty precious, isn't it? I mean, everybody wants a little bit of gold, right? But the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold. You're believing, you're accepting what God's word says and walking out on it and believing it to God is more precious than gold that perishes. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ comes back, it's not about how much gold you have, but what have you done believing God's word and living it? Verse 8, whom having not seen, talking about Jesus Christ here, you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. We have not seen physically the Lord Jesus Christ, but we sure read about him in God's word. We know the word of God is true, right? Man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Wow. So we know the Lord Jesus Christ. The more we know him, the more we see what he has done and who we are in him, we can believe bigger and more. Verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. You believe God's word enough that you got born again of God's Spirit. You are a Christian. You've got Christ in you because you believe the word of God. We want to continue to believe God's word, right? We've got the name tag, Christian, but we want to live. We want to live that wonderful reality of who we are in Christ. Verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have endured, or inquired, excuse me, and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. You know what this is talking about? The prophets of old saw that God was going to do some magnificent work, that there would be a Messiah, and he would suffer, and he would die. But then there would be the glory, right, of the risen Lord and Savior, and that he would come back to gather his family. And but there was something in the middle of this that they couldn't quite get their hands on. What was that? The mystery. You know, the Word of God talks that there was a mystery. This is what it's referring to, this mystery. And really, a great part of the mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That you would have the fullness of Christ within. They were looking for that, couldn't find it. Verse 12, unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us. Unto us. They did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Man, the angels didn't even know. And they wanted to get a sneak peek on who is, what is this? You're going to put Christ in these people? You've got to be kidding me, God. Can we have a little bit of that? You know, who we are in Christ is so huge. This gift of Holy Spirit that resides within us is, how big is it? It's huge. But we just fall so short, don't we? I know I do. But see, how can we get it in our minds here? We renew our minds, huh? We're not conformed. We don't allow ourselves to get wrapped up into the whirlwind of the things of this world. But we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. We say yes to the Word of God. Yes, I am saved. Yes, I have Christ within. Yes, I can do signs, wonders, and miracles. Man, oh man. Verse 13, wherefore, here we go. Wherefore, gird up, get a mind picture here, the loins of your mind. Now, your loins are your midsection. And if your midsection's hurting, your lower back, oh, you can't stand for anything, right? You're just bent over. But if you gird up the loins of your mind, you can stand tall. Great figure of speech here, isn't it? Be sober, or be with whole thoughts, and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you by at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Now this word fashioning is the same word as conformed in Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world. This is the same word, not fashioning. Don't fashion yourselves like you see they do in the world. And it's not talking about clothes. I guess it's all right. See, I don't understand. People buy clothes with holes in them. I've never understood that. But that's fashion for you, right? Okay, but that's the world. Okay, you got to wear clothes, please. All right? But, we don't fashion our lifestyle, our living, our believing, what we accept as truth. Verse 15, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of conversation. This word conversation means lifestyle. In all of your living, your lifestyle. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father without respect of persons, judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear or reverence. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain, empty conversation, received by traditions from your fathers, but, verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith, your believing and hope might be in God. God, that's who we look to. We look up to him, right? Yes. Yeah. Our theme this month is, we are not of this world. Amen. It's simple as that. We're not of this world. You know, so don't get wrapped up. If you see something on TV of the news and all this stuff, don't feel so bad, okay? It's just the world trying to wrap you into its clutches. Don't go there. Yes, we're concerned about what's going on. We live in this world. But our focus, where's our focus? Is to renew our mind to the Word of God, who we are in Christ, so that we can walk with all the love and power that God has provided for us. Wow. Where are we at? Verse 22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by what? Word of God. The Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Wow. For all flesh is as grass. Now here it is, folks. You talk about the flesh and the worldly lifestyle. All flesh is as grass. Here's a comparison, a figure of speech here. And all the glory of man as what? The flower of the grass. What's going to happen to that grass and the glory of that grass? The grass withereth and the flower thereof falls away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Aren't you thankful we got God's word that we can hold on to? Something that fits, something that works. One more section. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians, if you would. One more section here to see what it is that we can do to not conform to this world, but renew our minds to the greatness of who we are in Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, verse 18, with open face, beholding in a glass, a mirror, what do you see in that mirror? The glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So when you look in the mirror in the morning, what do you see? Clark Kent? Christ in you, super spirit. Yeah. That's a great verse there. I get a great mind picture right there, don't you? Looking in the mirror, and it's the glory of the Lord. You are the glory of the Lord. He loves you. He is so blessed you're in his family. Yeah. So a lot of times we just kind of stop there because that's such a wonderful verse and move on to something else. But I want to look at the next verse after that. And kind of unfortunately, the folks, several hundred years ago, put chapters and verses together, right? The original word didn't have chapters and verses. But it's nice they put them in there for reference purposes. But the next verse, which we know as 2 Corinthians 4:1 says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry. What ministry is it talking about? That when you look in the mirror, you see the glory of the Lord. Your ministry is the glory of the Lord. You shine out for God. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we have received mercy. We faint not. We just don't faint. We just don't give up. We just don't back off when it comes to standing for God Almighty. We don't faint, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. We renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. We're not conforming, right? Not conforming, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. Boy, a lot of that goes on, unfortunately. People use the word of God for their personal five senses benefit. Not good. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Man, we walk on the truth of God's word. So when somebody sees us, they see Christ. They see the love that Christ had. They see the power of God being manifested. That's what we want them to see. But if our, let's see, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Man, so shine, right? If we're the glory of the Lord, let's shine out so that people can see who we are, who we are. Boy, Agape Now yesterday was really exciting. Because we talked to a number of folks, we prayed for people. We had a couple people, it was really neat, walk by and say, hey, you know what, you prayed for me last year. And I got blessed. One was a homeless person. He says, you guys prayed for me, sorry, and I got off the street. And I've been off the street since. And there's just some great testimonies that we've seen with the work there. And all we do is offer water and prayer. That's all we do. Why not? That simple thing connects us with people that are lost. And that's what we want. We want to win those who are lost. We were lost, right? Thankfully, somebody spoke the word to us. Verse 4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Man, the old devil's doing his trip, isn't he? He's blinding the eyes of those who don't believe. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We just shine out. Bert mentioned he was with us Saturday, and then he goes up to Balboa Park with some other believers and holds forth the love of God and stuff. And he said, there's several people got born again up there. So, man, oh, man, how wonderful is that? See, he likes to see the angels celebrate in heaven. No, there's a scripture, right? When someone repents, one person repents, the angels party, celebrate. Yeah, yeah, that's neat. Okay, I lost my place again. Where are we at? 4:1. We're down to 7. Yes, thank you. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. This treasure is in earthen vessels. Yep, that's us. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. Amen. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Now, there's going to be some things here. I want you to think about what I'm reading here out of the scriptures, because, you know, it's not easy peasy all the time, is it? We get attacked. Things happen. Times are difficult. A lot of junk goes on. A lot of hurt happens. But we stick with God in spite of it, right? So look at this. We are troubled on every side, yet not what? Distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Wow. For we which live are always delivered unto the death of Jesus, for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal bodies. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. In you, we have the same spirit of faith, of believing, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. If you believe, what are you going to do? You're going to speak it out. You will speak it out. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. Wow, there's going to be a day when Christ comes back and we will all be raised up together. Verse 15, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Isn't that neat? Renewed day by day. Verse 17 and 18, we're closing with these two verses here. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So if you've got a little affliction going on, you got something to look forward to. Because we're going to have some great rewards in heaven for the faithfulness and the duties we do here for our Heavenly Father. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. A lot of scriptures today. A lot of wonderful Word of God. But I trust you see how it fits, that you can incorporate the truth of God's Word into your life, that we can renew our minds. So in conclusion, we are not of this world. So don't be conformed to it. Are you like Clark Kent? That's good. But what about Superman? Are you Superman? Super spirit. Yes. Yes. The renewed mind is the key to power, living, believing God's word and who you really are. And that's a real privilege we have to do that. Living and believing and being doers of the word allows us to live the power of God, the love of God, the grace of God, to be manifested in our lives. So let's remember, we are in Christ, and we've got Christ in us. So we want to live it to its fullest, okay? Amen. So Father, thank you for your wonderful love and grace that you've extended toward us, that we could really live, really manifest who we are in Christ, that we don't have to be conformed to this crazy world, but we can be conformed to your word, to who you've made us to be in Christ, that we can have the love of God exuded in our life as we walk in this world. So thank you, Father, for working with us, helping us, directing us. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 All right. Bless you, brother.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to give you guys one more line picture for tomorrow. When you wake up in the morning,
the pajamas you take off are the Clark Kent wardrobe. The clothes you put on are the super spirit wardrobe. So think about that. So when your feet hit the floor, you're going to hit the floor running for God. Okay? So God bless you all. And we have refreshments in the back and sweet fellowship with one another. Amen? Amen.
Thanks, Bob. What a great teaching. It's reminding me I better start getting into that phone booth more often. God bless. Hi, sis. Bye, sis. I think we're already off.
Thank you, Bob. Have a wonderful day, all of you. God bless you all. I love you. Thank you.